Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to welcome back for her monthly visit the one and only Jane Paul from Crow Early On. Jane, how are you?
Oh, I am doing wonderfully. I've had a good spate of holidays, and boy, what a great place to live and have holidays. Lanark County, I tell you.
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. And I'm actually on holidays this week, but, you know, making the exception to do this interview with you because I just love speaking with you so much. And we've been doing the same thing, you know, just enjoying the area that we live in because there's so much beauty and there's so much to do.
Yeah, and the weather's been phenomenal, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. That's me knocking on wood to make sure it stays that way for the rest of the week. Okay. So listen, it's been a little bit since we talked, but there's a lot of things that are going on at Crow that you wanted to update us about. So I guess I'll just ask a general question here. What's going on at Crow?
Well, this is my favorite time of the year with Crow. We have done something for years and years called the annual sprinkler party. The very first one happened out in Middleville years ago when I first started, and we had this long hose and a tiny little sprinkler that went in circles that barely, by the time it got to the end of the hose and the sprinkler, gave out any water. It has morphed. We now have a huge sprinkler party out at the Mill of Kintail in Almont, and it happens this Wednesday. Now, there's a chance that it may pour rain on us, but they'll make that call Wednesday morning. And if it is, we have a rain date for Thursday. But it is amazing. We can have anywhere from 400 to 600 people, and you would never know they're there. It's such a great conservation area. We have things like a story walk. They do nature art. You'll find me down in the stream. We're going to do a stream study down there where you just get to go and catch frogs and crayfish and learn all about the stuff that's in the water down there. There are pools for water play that you can sit in, fort and den building, all sorts of stuff. There's mud kitchens where you get to play in the mud and make mud pies and all sorts of stuff. I heard there may even be some drumming this year, which will be exciting and new for us. So many things to do. It's all free. Although if you'd like to make a donation at our welcome table, that goes right back to the Mill of Kintail to help support their wonderful, wonderful space there.
Fantastic. That is great. And it's weather dependent too, right?
It is weather dependent, but you know what? I mean, a little bit of rain, I'm going to be in the river anyway. So a little bit of rain isn't going to hurt anything. But if it's, you know, if it's really not a great day, then it'll be the Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. And but, you know, it looks pretty good so far. There's a 40% chance of showers and you're supposed to get wet anyway at these things. Come on.
Exactly. I mean, this is the sprinkler party, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So a reminder that it's not a drop off. You come with your family. You bring a picnic lunch and a blanket to sit down on. You can partake in everything that's going on. But you are responsible for your kids that you bring along. So just make sure that you know where they are and what's going on and just come and have fun.
Excellent. Yeah. And that's what it's about, because when you're having fun with your kids and and they don't even realize that they're learning at this point, but they are. And going through this experiential learning with a parent is always just that much more fun.
Oh, it is. And that's the kids' world, right? Their work is to go and play. So join in that play and you will be amazed at what you both learn. You'll be co-learners in everything you do. While we're busy trying to help them and encourage them to learn, they're going to teach us what life is all about.
Fantastic. Now, the programs are up and running and things have been going well?
Yeah, they have. We have all sorts of programs. We still have our outdoor playgroups. We have our indoor playgroups. And you'll find all this information on our website, crowlanark.com, or on our Facebook page at Children's Resources on Wheels, which is what CROW stands for. And you'll find a schedule on there that gives all of them. But we have indoor playgroups, outdoor playgroups. We have baby talks and baby times. Some of them are in person and some of them are on Zoom. We're trying to have a little bit of absolutely everything so that no matter how you're feeling about, you know, how close you want to be to people, that those things are available for you. There are drop-ins. We're now back into Caldwell School. in Carlton Place, and they have drop-ins almost every morning there where you can come in and be a part of the play group there. There are park play times all over the place, pretty much in every major town or village in Lanark County. We have park play time outside. There are walking groups. There are Little Tykes Explorer groups. We're at the beaches. We're at the splash pads. We're just everywhere. There are parent chats, and there's still the online versions of things like Circle Time and just stuff like that. So there's a little something there for everybody.
And of course, the big question is, parents are listening to this is, well, where do I find out about all of this stuff? And it certainly sounds great, but I need to know where to go to find out where to be.
Right. So if you go, if you can hop onto Facebook and check, just put in the area you're in, like Perth or Carlton Place or Mississippi Mills, and early on, then you'll find that a playgroup page will pop up. And these are posted regularly, almost every day, but you can scroll through them there. Our main one, again, CRO stands for Children's Resources on Wheels. And if you go to that Facebook page, you will find it. You can also call our office in Smith Falls, 613-283-0095, and go to extension 0 or 300. They'll both take you to our great receptionist. And you can ask any questions you have there, and she can redirect.
Perfect. All right. That makes a lot of sense, and it's easy to do. Of course, everybody's on Facebook, so it's certainly a great resource right at their fingertips, and they can even do it while the kids are out in the backyard running around. You can just
That's right. You can do it on your computer. You can do it on your tablet, your iPad, your phone. We're there for you. So, and I, like I said, we've worked really hard to make sure that we have a little bit of everything everywhere, so that no matter how you're feeling, how close you want to get to people, you know, what your needs are as a family, that there are programs there that you can be a part of.
Excellent. Sounds great. Now, we do want to talk a little bit about getting ready for kindergarten to start. But before we do, there is a big change coming your way to your organization. And our listeners can't see your face right now, but you look a little distressed, Jean.
Well, I will tell you, we're going from all the fun stuff here to one that is very hard for my heart. Our executive director, who has been there for years and years and years, way back from the dinosaurs like I am, we started off together actually before we were a part of CRO. She is going to be retiring at the end of the year. And it is well deserved, but I will tell you, that is going to be a big hole in my world. So Sue Kavanaugh, who is our executive director, will get a well-deserved retirement as of the end of December. So her position has come up, and we are posting for her replacement. And like I said, I will miss her desperately. We've been together a long time, and she is a big part of the heart and soul of CRO and has been. But that position is coming up, so we're looking for someone who can step in there, who has some experience working with families and kids and administration, but wants to carry on the legacy that she has started for us. It's a wonderful position. You have a great team to work with, lots of wonderful, caring, powerful women, and Vincent as well. And we've had men on our team before as well. If you're interested in that, go to our website, crowlanark.com, and look for the posting under careers. And feel free to send that in. We're taking applications until, I think it's September the 2nd. And we would love to invite someone out there with some energy and who's looking for some fun and really wants to make a difference in our communities and families to join us, as executive director.
Fantastic. And yes, it's always sad to see people go, that is for sure. And it can also be, I don't want to say a positive thing, but you move in a bit of a different direction. You get a new set of eyes on things while continuing to honor the legacy of the person who was there before and establish what is an incredible organization, or help to grow what is an incredible organization.
Absolutely. And I think that's the thing. We've been around for quite a while. You know, we've been around for over 30 years. So it's important that that these things are carried on. But it's important to realize, too, that it's already there and well established. So you're walking into something that's already working and already supporting communities. And it's really nice to have some fresh eyes and some fresh energy to look at what else we can be doing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fantastic. Okay. Now, the other thing that we wanted to talk about is first day of school is really creeping up on us. And for some people, it is the first day of school ever. Mm-hmm. And really, that can be an interesting transition.
It can be quite the transition. And as parents, you know, we tend to think about school as the academics, and we're teaching these kids to write their name and you know, learn the letter sounds and that kind of stuff. But the start of school is so much more than that. And I realize it's coming up quickly, but there's still lots of time in there to help these little ones gain a few skills that will make that transition into kindergarten a lot easier for them. So instead of having that mindset around all the academics that we normally think about school, think about things like self-help skills. We know that everybody does better, we learn better, adults and kids, if our stress level is low. So kindergarten is play-based. So anything you do that helps your kids around the area of play is going to help them in school. It'll keep that stress down. It'll raise their comfort level so that their brain and body are ready to take in all that they're doing. So we're talking about things like self-help skills, putting on your coat, being able to unzip your backpack and zip it back up. If you've bought that wonderful clean backpack and those great shiny shoes, get them out now. Have a picnic in your living room. Have a picnic out on your porch. Use your lunch containers. Help them learn how to open their containers, shut their containers, where the backpack hangs back up so they can find it again when they're, you know, when they need it. So it's things like that. It's social skills. Go out, come out to the sprinkler party, come out to our playgroups. Help them learn how to join in with other kids when they want to play. The other thing is when we're out doing our daily stuff, help them find the helpers in our community. When you go to the grocery store, talk about who the helpers are there. When you go to the library, who's the helper at the library? Because one of the things that makes kindergarten much easier is when they can spot the helpers and they know how to ask for help if they have a problem. And that problem may be, you know, can you get the, please cut the top off my yogurt tube? But when you know who the helper is and you know there's someone there to give you a hand, again, that lowers the stress, raises the comfort level, and makes life much, much more enjoyable.
Fantastic. It certainly does. And you should be doing all these things, obviously not the week before school. This is stuff that we can do anytime.
Yeah. And it's an ongoing thing. Remember that, you know, these things are skills, so they take practice to learn. You know, start them now and continue them on through, especially through those first few weeks of kindergarten.
Perfect. Well, Jane, I think that about wraps it up for today. Did you have anything else that you wanted to leave our listeners with?
Just a happy, big happy birthday to Lake 88.
Well, thank you.
You are now in the middle of your teenage years, you guys. 15 years on the air. Well done.
Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate that. And we appreciated the little treat you dropped off, too. I mean, that was certainly not necessary, but very much appreciated. It's great. And really, it really is all about the community and people like you coming on and having you on every month. And we know how much people appreciate it. So we always thank our listeners, and we thank the people who come on and help provide the content that we're giving our listeners on a daily basis. And you're a part of that, Jane. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank you to all our participants and our clients. And don't worry, there'll be lots of parent ed workshops coming up starting in September. And we'll let you know what's happening about those. And as always, if you have any concerns, contact us. You know, I'm willing to chat with just about anybody and just about anything.
Awesome. Jane, thank you so much for your time today. And we'll speak again in September. We'll talk about those workshops and a whole lot more when it comes to early childhood education.
Thanks, Bob.
Our guest today on In Focus from Early On and Crow, Jane Paul. She joins us every month to talk about early childhood education right here on Lake 88. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.